Tax cuts and economic responsibility now at the dead centre of this election contest. David Crowe is the chief political correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and Melbourne Age. David, welcome back to Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Whoever wins this economic debate might well win this election. Bigger tax cuts under the Coalition than under Labor, but it requires voters to take a leap of faith because those benefits, as we've been discussing, don't flow for 5 or 6 years. Do you think voters are going to view all this as achievable or credible, or are they just seeing that headline and taking it to the bank?
I think voters are interested in the tax cuts that are being on offer from either side. These are really important to the campaign. Like you say, there's a leap of faith required and there's patience required. I find it really interesting that the first stage of the coalition tax cuts versus Labor, the one which give the coalition an edge with some income groups, really start in 2022. So they've got to be decided in the next term of Parliament. So they are a real issue for this election campaign. This is the election campaign, and this is the election day to vote on whether you get that. The big issue is around who gets what. At 2022, I think asking voters to be patient until 2025 for the full tax cuts may be asking too much. And I think the Grattan Institute work and NatSem work suggests that somebody on more than $90,000 could be better off from 2022 under the coalition compared to Labor. But the key thing is Labor's not taking money away. They're just not giving as much.
No.
And so how much influence that has on the election campaign is an open question.
I suppose Labor is taking money away from some when they, well, ultimately in the future again, when they
bracket
make
creep.
Their changes to, no, I'm thinking negative gearing, dividend imputation.
Oh, yes.
But Chris Bowen yesterday described Labor's approach to fiscal management as small c conservative. Is this an echo of Kevin Rudd back in 2007 when he boasted he was an economic conservative and that was to try and sort of, you know, not scare the horses and try to convince those who were backing Conservative John Howard to shift to him?
I think it is it's just a straight lift from Kevin Rudd, isn't it? And I think it did work for Kevin Rudd in 2007. Whether it works this time is another matter. Of course, we have this big debate about $387 billion in higher taxes under Labor, disputed number, of course, but the overall argument is very much about that. Now, bear in mind, always helps to have a sense of perspective. That's $387 billion out of what would be $5 trillion in taxes over a decade. But I think where Labor could go is with its tax measures, it's actually in position to have a bigger surplus projected over the forward estimates than the government.
Yep.
And if that moment arrives during this election campaign, then we could hear Chris Bowen using that small c conservative line again, because
okay,
the government's giving a lot of money away in tax cuts, and there's going to be a live question about the state of the surplus.
All right. Bill Shorten and Scott Morrison were in Melbourne yesterday. Labor released an attack ad targeting Peter Dutton, a Queenslander who is not popular in Victoria. Let's have a bit of a listen.
How much will Peter Dutton and the Liberals stand up for Victoria? Let's check. He tried to give a $17 billion tax cut to the banks, cut $14 billion from Australian public schools. And with the other right-wing Liberals, he plotted to dump Malcolm Turnbull and voted to make himself Prime Minister twice. Right-winger Peter Dutton for the top end of town and himself.
Right-winger Peter Dutton, so that's quite an attack ad. Do you think this issue is still resonating with Victorian voters? I noticed the Prime Minister was asked about it a couple of times yesterday. He tried to dismiss it as just being a Canberra bubble. Is it?
No. It's a real issue out in the electorate. When you talk to MPs, and I'm sure you've had this as well, they'll tell you about voters coming up to them in the street in the wake of the leadership change last
August. It's easing, they tell me. It's there, but it's easing.
I think it is. And I think the polls show that the government fell off a cliff after the coup last August and has been regaining ground. And that's really important. And Scott Morrison has achieved that by trying to unify the team, and they have clawed back some of that ground. But I think it's just wrong to dismiss it as a minor issue. It's a major issue out there. It's all about this question of stability of the government, the infighting that the coalition has seen, not just in August, but over the longer term. And you see that with the rise of the threat of Zali Steggall against Tony Abbott, the way GetUp is targeting those conservative front benches,
sure,
who backed Peter Dutton.
Okay.
We'll see that today when Scott Morrison goes to visit Nicole Flint in South Australia,
okay,
you know, one of the people who voted for Peter Dutton.
Yes,
it's all a live issue.
Labor's already trying to rev that up against Nicole,
yes,
Flint. David, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
David Crowe, Chief Political Correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and Melbourne Age, and one of our regular political commentators. It's 7 minutes to 8.